Kevin, you've always spoken out, but it seems like lately you're just saying what the hell you think. And is that because you've been around a long time?
What are they going to do?
Not?
Throw me out?
What's that?
What are they going to do? Throw me out?
Do you feel like you're more outspoken now? It seems like every week you just say what the hell you want to say.
I think that's the best way to do it. It's the easiest way to do it. I don't have to figure out what I said that I didn't believe.
Do you like this shared weekend? Like, I just saw Mario Andretti ride by a golf cart. Do you like seeing?
I love the shared weekend. I race car drivers love being around race car drivers. I like watching other divisions race. I just don't like racing on a road course. I feel like it's a parking lot track, but it doesn't flow very well. It's just not a very good course. I mean, it's not Road America, and it's not Sonoma, and it's not Watkins Glen, and it's just not a good track.
Do you feel, like, I know, like, IndyCar and F1 do, like, an alternate tire. Do you feel like maybe that would help NASCAR if they show up on a road course with...
We've already done that.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh. My bad.
Obviously, this is the road course. You had some success here last year. How are you feeling going into the Brickyard this year?
I feel great. The team, obviously, has been doing an amazing job. Everyone at Trackhouse Racing, the 99 and the one team, I feel like we've been strong pretty much everywhere we go, especially in road courses. So it's exciting to be back in a road course. We have had three of them so far, and I feel that almost on every single one of them we have had a shot to contend for wins. So it's been a lot of fun. Looking forward to hopefully make history tomorrow.
So also at the same time, though, this is a road course, and they have been pretty much called wild cards now, just like at super speedways. Now that we're winding down the weeks until the playoffs, is it a little nerve-wracking seeing as someone that you do have one win, but it might not be enough? You might need two wins now to make your way into the NASCAR playoffs. Are you thinking about that at all, or are you pretty much seeing as that you're locked in?
No, I don't think we're going to see more than 16 winners. And even if we were going to see more than 16 winners, I think we're pretty good. But I feel that that these road course races are wild cards when you're outside the top 10. When you're inside the top 10, you're pretty good. And most likely we're going to be inside the top 5, so we should be fine.
Awesome,
thank you. Daniel, there's been some concern about the harder impacts with this car this year. How do you fit in there? Are you concerned about it?
I'm not smart enough to really make comments on that. It is a little bit concerning that the impact that our friend Kurt Busch had in Pocono had these kind of results, because the impact, at least on my view, didn't look that hard. But NASCAR has a very big group of smart people working on that, and I'm sure they are going to find answers to all the questions that we all have.
How do you see the possibility that we might have 17 winners this year? Decent chance of that?
I mean, there is a chance of that, of course. By the numbers, there is a chance of that. I think it's going to be tough. I do believe there is going to be one more winner, at least from outside the playoffs right now. But to have, I mean, more than two, I would be extremely surprised. I would be very, very surprised. But anything can happen. You know, you have to control what you can control. I can control that. The only thing I can control is trying to win the race tomorrow. So that's my goal.
You were the last road course race winner. If I was a betting man, would I bet on you to win this one too?
Please do. But you give me half.
Daniel, we're from Louisville. Obviously, Travis Mack is from here. Just talk about that relationship that you guys have and how that's grown over the last couple years.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to work with Travis. Travis is a great guy. He's very smart. He's a great leader, and you know, in this sport, it's very important to be a good leader. You know, he's great with people. He has done an amazing job building this 99 team, along with myself and everyone at Trackhouse. So it's been a lot of fun. Really looking forward to continue to build on this. We believe that we're in a very, very good spot. You know, getting better and better. But we're very greedy. You know, I know we always want to get better and to keep improving and to be the best of the best. So. We keep working hard, but yeah, Travis and I were in a very good place.
Daniel, how much time do you have on this track?
Like 5 hours, 5-6 hours. It's not that much. I think that the racetrack, I already know the racetrack. You know, we raced here before, so we came to this to this simulator just to try to work a little bit on the setup and try to make the fine adjustments and trying to have options. You know, if your car is doing X, make these changes. If your car is doing X, do changes. So, you know, it's not that much. I would say that probably the least of a lot of drivers.
You're racing on a track, on a road course with an oval tire. Does that make it any more difficult this weekend?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know the difference. For me, it's a tire, you know? And I feel like as a race car driver, I just try to drive as hard as possible. So, no, I don't think it makes a difference.
Talking to each other so that we can keep...
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Comparing notes on what we're feeling, you know, and even how our headrests are and how our seats are and what kind of foam we're using. There's a couple options and designs for that stuff. So it's no right or wrong answer. It's just what works best for each driver. And, you know, we all feel like we roll out on track and we have the safest car we can build. And if something happens to change that opinion, then we try to make it better.
He might have been talking along those same lines, but Kurt's wreck specifically, I mean, he misses two races now. How interested are you in any of the information or data that comes out of that to just try to understand a wreck that maybe to us looks mild is keeping him out of the car for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I haven't reached out to anybody to ask. There's a lot of people that'll handle that and dig into that and learn from that and you know, come back to us with a report and then a plan of what we're going to do better. They don't need me snooping around. So, yeah, I hope Kurt feels better, obviously. And it's scary to think, right? I spent the last year and a half, you know, the last really 3 years just watching everything he did and learning a lot from him and to see him, you know, struggle with this is not good. Doesn't make me feel good. It is scary, and it's a reminder that tomorrow isn't promised to be back in these race cars. So, but there's a lot of people that will figure that out and figure out what we can do better.
Looking at the regular season championship, you're second in the points. Is that something you still feel like is realistic, or has Chase just pulled away maybe too much by now with 5 races to go?
That's a good question, and I just don't think it's ready to be answered yet. I think that with the way these races go, you just don't know. I mean, but obviously the 9 has been super consistent the last couple months, and we've been right close there, but just bleeding a little few points each race, and then obviously last week. So I'm proud of our effort, and I think we can keep going to battle with them. And we're just focused on outperforming everybody, and the points, it's amazing. The points just pour your way when you run good, and it's wild to be accumulating the points we are in the Cup Series.
I mean, you guys aren't points racing though, right? Like,
no.
You guys have been playoff points, race wins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just got to stack up. You hear it. I've heard it for guys since they started the playoffs, and now I'm finally in the position to realize it, but you just got to stack up those playoff points, right? And so it's a big swing last week when we get the stage win in stage two because of the disqualification. Like, that's a big swing. It's 1 point. It's a position that later on, you never know, you want to have them all stacked in your pocket.
Do you think that with the road course package, obviously, for Trackhouse Racing?
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season, aligning with a pro tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Guys go into this race with it circled, or do you go into it thinking like, oh, we already have this one in the bag?
No, I haven't driven a car this year that I didn't think that we could win with. So we come to the track, and when I pull on track to practice, we have speed, and we're continuing to push that limit. This is no different.
And at the same time, though, this is still Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Would you be rather running the oval, or would you rather be running the road course here today?
Doesn't really bother me. It doesn't really matter to me either way. I'll prepare and try to go win either one of them. So, yesterday I was in the Xfinity car, and when the first time I came down the front stretch, that cool factor is there. It's Indianapolis, and so crossing the bricks, I made it a point to notice it and feel the little bump and take a split second to embrace what's happening, and then it's focus on turn one and never thought about it again.
Yesterday, IRP, your brother Chad, was racing. How much did it mean to get to watch him in the truck series yesterday?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, it's just family, right? So just obviously it means a lot. I was more nervous for that than I am pulling out here in practice today. I just pacing around and bouncing around infield to grandstands to suite and up on top and couldn't sit still. So, I get more nervous watching that because I'm not in control. And when I'm driving the car, I just feel, if something happens, at least I can lay my head down, know it's on me and not out of my control, at the end of the day. So it's harder to watch him than it is go run the cup race.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Ross, this season we've had new cars, some new tracks. We had the DQ last week. What's it been like to be a driver this season with all that going on?
The greatest thing for me about it is that, like, if today's bad, just wait till tomorrow. It'll change, right? Just very volatile, and I think that that's what the sport was looking for with this car, and the France family and their leadership is to make us exciting and make stuff happen and not be the status quo.
All right, Alex, so Hendrick Motorsports, the road course setup has been pretty good for the cars this year. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think our road course program has been pretty stout. We were really good at Road America. Didn't get the finish really to show much, but we scored a lot of points throughout the day. And snowmobile, we were strong until we got crashed. And obviously, Coda, we were really good. So excited to be here running the Xfinity car, too, to get some more laps. Hopefully it pays off and it should be pretty good.
Not only that, Chevy has won all of the road course races so far this season. Does that kind of like have a more confidence for your manufacturer? Like, do you guys get an extra paycheck for that?
We don't get anything extra, but it's it's really cool for sure to see the success of Chevy at the road courses, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Alec, come in here on the road course for the second time compared to the oval.
Yeah, I'd probably rather be on the oval. So hopefully we get back to there at some point.
Do you feel, are you running the BC 39 next week?
Not this week. Or not this year.
Hey, your shootout at Texas is coming up. You just talked about getting ready for that. Named after you, man.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the micro sprint race for sure. We have our first on-track test next week. So hopefully we can get some good footage of that, get it out to the public, and draw some more interest.
Christopher, yesterday track president Doug Bowles announced that the Cup Series will be staying on the road course for the foreseeable future. So, oval or road course?
Oval.
Every day?
Yeah, here for sure, yes.
You'd mentioned a month or two ago about some of the impacts that you had, talking about having headaches and certainly seeing what Kurt Busch went through. How much does that, I guess, maybe resonate a little bit more with you after seeing what he's gone through and knowing what you've experienced also in the car?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting because both of my impacts that I had were very similar to Kurt's impact, just the rearward towards the wall, backing in. So, I experienced it firsthand that it didn't feel good whenever that happened. But, there's nothing we can do about it. Everyone's racing the same cars and everyone has the same safety gear. So just have to hope and know that that's not going to be you.
some of the, I guess, guys were starting to wear the mouth guard accelerometer to kind of help with some data last week and poking in different situations. Is that something that you've tried or looked at, or just not interested in at this point?
Nobody's reached out to me to do it, so that's where I've been on it.
Have hard hits ever bothered you, and do you feel like it's different with this car?
It's a good question. I mean, I don't like crashing, that's for sure. I've definitely taken my fair share of hits in my day, and I hope that I don't have any more. But yeah, I mean, we're driving race cars, so someone's gonna crash. You just gotta hope it's not you.
So have you heard of the mouthpiece? And we heard today about IndyCar using earpieces. I don't know if you've ever been a part of that or seen the data.
Yeah, I have not. NASCAR shared quite a bit of data with us during the off season going into this year, and so that was the first time I've seen crash data before. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what they can come up with to help us out for sure.
What will you be looking for today? Obviously, Toyotas have certainly had their struggles at road courses, and what would be signs other than, yeah, you're at top of the board that things are improving? What are the areas you're looking at improving?
Yeah, so that's going to be tough because, at least from my standpoint, long runs have been our struggle point. And with 20 minutes of practice, and if you want to change, that dramatically hurts the laps on tires. So I don't know if we're going to learn much today. We'll know where we stack up in qualifying pace and single lap speed. But as far as long run race pace, I don't think that we're going to learn much. And we'll know a lot more tomorrow after the race.
I think the curbing, Christopher, is different this year in turn 5, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So how much of a difference will that make based off of what we saw last year?
Yeah, it's going to just basically eliminate that chicane. Last year was almost wide open, and I think everybody's expecting it to be wide open through here. So just makes that back straightaway and getting off turn 4 a lot more important. And that's turn 4. Getting off turn 4 is going to be a very important piece because it opens up a passing zone into 7 now.
This car's it's stiff, so the hits show a little bit worse. It's just unfortunate for Kurt. You never know which hit can trigger it, right? And that happened to be the one. So, I mean, I look back at my hit at Atlanta, and that was, numbers-wise, that was the hardest hit of my career. And I was ready to climb back in, you know, the next day. So it's just crazy how it works out. Crazy how it all unfolded. Hated for Kurt, you know, knowing the competitor that he is, and calling him and checking on him. You know, you can just hear how bummed out he is. So just hate him more. Hate for the team. We're all putting it together for him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.